Thank you for calling Humana. Your health is our top priority. If you haven't already, this is a reminder to schedule your annual wellness exam with your primary care physician. Humana Medicare. Para Español, marque 9. Calls may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Let's find out why you're calling today. You can say anything. You've got a question about claims?
Yes.
Are you a member?
No.
Then which of the following are you? A provider? An agent? Sorry, which of these are you? You can say provider or press 1, agent broker or press 2, employer or press 3, or prospective. Information provided is subject to the limitations, terms, and conditions of the plan. One moment, please.
Thank you for calling Humana's medical provider line. How may I help?
Claims.
Okay, claims. Calls are recorded. You will receive a call reference number at the end of this call. All information is subject to changes in terms, conditions, and members' eligibility at time of service. Changes made in the last 45 days may not be reflected. What's your tax ID? And what is your NPI? Please say or enter the member's ID number. And the member's month, day, and year of birth. Was that 478-009-454?
Yes.
I wasn't able to validate this member. Thank you. I am transferring you now.
Hi, thank you for calling Humana. My name is Anna. Can I have your name, please?
Yes, this is James calling from the provider's office. Actually, I need your assistance regarding a claim denial.
Let me get and check that one. Can I have your call book number and extension, please?
Yes, it's 561-257-4562 and the extension is 8391.
Can I also have your NPI number?
Yes, it's 196-24-34-969.
Facility name?
It's Hematology Oncology Associates of the Palm Beaches.
Patient's ID.
It's H.S.N. Henry, 7800-9454.
First name, last name, and date of birth.
Yes. Name of the patient is Elaine Goldin, and date of birth March 23 of 1941.
Thank you. I have your call reference number. Would you like to take down note first?
Yes. Could you please provide?
That will be 2000-468-727-781.
Okay, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. And I was able to pull up a patient's account here. Can I have your date of service and billed amount, please?
Yes. The date of service is July 29th of 2025. And the total billed amount is $48,364.80.
How can I help?
Actually, I need your assistance regarding the denial of the code 96377.
So as per checking here for that procedure code, it was denied because the use of the modifier on this service is not supported by the information submitted on this claim. So the use of the modifier 59 must be submitted or must be supported by the diagnosis and documentation. So basically, the information submitted on this claim is not sufficient to consider this procedure code that was denied, so we will be needing the medical records.
Okay, just give me a moment. Okay, I can also give you the previous date of service with the same diagnosis and same modifier and same codes billed, but the code was paid.
I understand that you have another date of service that was processed and paid, but we cannot consider or we cannot review the denial of this claim without the medical records. So you still have to submit the medical records.
Okay, we will submit that. And just give me a moment. I'm just winding up my notes. Okay, I am ready with the next member ID whenever you are.
Patient's ID, first name, last name, and date of birth.
It's H as in Henry, 6207-3669. Name of the patient is Cecil Lennon, and the date of birth for this patient is...
Patient's ID, age is 6207-3269.
No, it's H6207-3669. And the date of birth is January 25 of
1951. Patient ID, first name, last name, date of birth.
Just I provided you. You need me to repeat that?
Patient ID, first name, last name, and date of birth.
H as in Henry. 6207-3669. Cecil Lennon, January 25 of 1951.
Date of service, billed amount.
August 8 of 2025. And the total billed amount is $1,737 even.
How can I help?
Actually, I need your assistance regarding the denial of CPT code J9217.
It was denied. Payment is not allowed for this drug or biological because the allowed frequency has been exceeded.
Okay, just let me check if... Actually, we have built only 3 units and payment is not issued for a single unit. Okay. Payment is issued for 2 units and 1 unit is denied.
So there may be a possibility that the allowed unit to be built for this procedure code is 2. Because the frequency is based on the diagnosis yield. So I highly suggest to directly coordinate your coding team or billing department so they can check the Medicare guidelines on how many units that you can be billed for this build procedure code per the diagnosis code billed on this claim.
For this also, I have previous date of service with same diagnosis. At that time, 6 units were paid.
I understand that you have also another date of service that was processed and paid, but for this claim to be reviewed, you still have to submit a reconsideration with the supporting documentation.
Okay, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Aside from this, is there any patients or date of service that you would like me to check?
No, thanks. I'm done.
Thank you so much for calling me. May I have a great day and stay safe. Always enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.